With me in the studio, I am pleased to have me as my guest, Melissa Bell, a Canadian pop soul artist who just released her new Canadian album, In the Light. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy. So right now you're in Toronto, right? But
actually, I'm in England.
You're in England right now. Okay. So you used to live in Toronto, but now you live in England. In Devon, is that correct?
Devon, yeah. So I lived in Toronto and the Toronto area for my whole life until about a year ago when I moved out here to England.
Yes, and that was, tell me, how did that come about?
It's a good story. A lot of the inspiration from my new album came from this story, actually. So I guess in October 2015, I was in Vegas for a bachelorette party, and I met an English guy, and we spent about 8 hours together, and then he left the next day, and less than 4 months later, I moved over here in with him.
Oh my goodness. So what's it like living there?
At first, it was very surreal. My dad was born in England, so I've always had quite a connection to here. I thought about moving here in the past, but never did until now, obviously. We live in a beautiful area. I would never have expected myself to end up in Devon because it's one of the more rural parts of the country. We're about 3 hours from London. But luckily, I found a pretty good little music scene down here so far.
And you get your inspiration for writing, right? Because you're a songwriter as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you have
Sorry.
That's okay, Melissa. Like, you have the best of both worlds, right? I mean, you know, living in Toronto, right? It's so busy and exciting, and now you're in the countryside. So would you say that? Would you agree that you get the best of both worlds getting your music?
Yeah, it was a stark contrast moving from downtown Toronto to this little tiny English village where literally everything shuts at 4:30, 5 o'clock. but I've come to really appreciate kind of a slower pace of life because I feel like it's getting a bit carried away maybe in Toronto, so it's been good for me. I do miss the city sometimes, but it's great to be able to have both.
That's right. And so tell us about In the Light, your album.
So this album, I guess it was a work in progress from about, I guess, the beginning of 2015 to the beginning of 2016. I wrote a lot of it in LA with the producer, Justin Gray. He's worked with some amazing artists such as John Legend and Joss Stone, who actually lives right around where I live now in England, which is pretty cool. So the album is, it's co-written by myself and Justin and a couple other great writers, some Canadians, some from LA. And basically, it's different from my other albums. This one, a bit more pop, a bit more current, a bit more fresh, but still has all of the blues and R&B influences that I've grown up with. So I'm really proud of like the balance that we struck between those two genres.
Mm-hmm. So you know, your music has soul, pop, and like a mixture, right? That's wonderful. And who are your fans? I understand you have a lot of Quebec followers, or Quebec fans, I should say.
Yeah, so I spent quite a lot of time a few years ago, I guess. I started playing over in Quebec and had a really cool response from audiences there. I was doing a lot of bluesy stuff, I guess, and people really seemed to respond. So I played over there quite a lot, and I was actually on Quebec's version of The Voice a couple years ago called La Voix, so that was quite an interesting experience. Yeah. I've never done the kind of reality show thing before. I plan on getting back to play a show in Montreal this April, as well as a show in Toronto.
That's wonderful. And you were born to sing, right? Before you talked? Is that...
I guess so, yeah. That's what my mom always said, that I started singing before I started talking. And it's just a passion. It's just, I guess, what I love to do. I feel very lucky to be able to do it because it's very very liberating to be able to sing sometimes when you need to just get stuff out.
It helps, right? To, I guess, you know, I mean, you're a professional singer, but you're also, it calms you, right, when you sing. And you know, with running, I understand you run a lot. So, or you're beginning to run, right? Is that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't say like a lot, but I definitely get it. I used to run pretty regularly, and now I'm getting back into it. Honestly, it's so hilly over here. When I first got here, I started going for runs, and I was like, oh, forget that. This is awful. But now, yeah, I saw that you do like a running show and running vlogs, so I thought that was a cool coincidence, because yes, just recently, I'm starting to get back into it.
That's wonderful. So running has helped with your singing, right? And everything else in life, really.
It's one of those things that you do that when you need to like blow off some steam, kind of like when you need to express an emotion that you can't really maybe say in words, you write a song about it, which is a great thing about being a songwriter. It's kind of, if you don't really feel like thinking that hard, or if you're not particularly inspired, a run is a great alternative.
And Melissa, when you're out there running, do you think, okay, this is the next verse or the next rhyme? What do you think about if you do think about anything when you run, or it's just you and the roads?
Yeah, usually it's just, okay, just keep going. You can do it. Just like a couple more minutes. Just keep going. That's basically my entire thought process at this point. Maybe I'll get to the point where I can... Yeah, work on some songs in my head while running, but just I'm just like working on surviving at this point.
That's wonderful. No, and Melissa, do you come from a family of musicians?
Yeah, actually, my dad's a bass player, so he's been in bands all my life, and I got to sing, you know, start out singing with his bands as a kid, which was really cool. And when I was maybe 12 or so, I said, Dad, will you teach me the bass? But I was already singing, so he encouraged me to learn guitar instead, because it would be probably better to accompany myself with. So I really, you know, credit my parents a lot when it comes to my music career, basically, and being even able to pursue it, because when it came to going to, you know, finishing high school and whether or not I was going to go to university, which I'd worked pretty hard in high school to be able to go to whatever university I wanted, they said, oh, no, we think you should work on your music career. Don't worry about university. So I don't know if many parents would say that, so that's pretty lucky.
Well, they believed in you, and you got your inspiration from your family, right? You're following your passion indeed. I think it's wonderful. And what is next for you, Melissa?
So since I've released the album back in November, I did some promotion around here in England. I did an album launch party down here. I'm now working on the Canadian segment of the campaign. So that's kind of kicking off now. I think this is my first interview.
Wow.
Of the Canadian campaign, so thank you so much.
Well, I'm honored.
And so the plan is to to kind of sum it all up with these couple shows at the plans right now for the end of April, at least one in Toronto and one in Montreal. So that's what I'm working on.
That's wonderful. And other than running, like, how do you maintain a healthy lifestyle? I mean, like, you do a lot of traveling, right? So do you find that you have to carry, like, fruits and vegetables with you, or how do you do it?
I literally go nowhere without, like, snacks.
Yeah.
Because I'm obsessed with healthy eating, essentially. So, yeah, I do a lot of cooking, actually, and I try to do baking that I can make healthy. You know, not, I don't really like using sugar or refined flours or anything. Actually, I'm gluten and dairy intolerant, so I avoid those things anyway. So it kind of forces me to eat healthy, which is really good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so I just try to do a lot of homemade meals and just, you know, eat my vegetables is the main thing. I guess get the greens and the fruits in there.
Mm-hmm. And one last question, what would you say to someone who wanted to follow in your footsteps?
Oh, man, so many things. I would say, I think maybe the most important thing that I have learned, it's taken me a while to learn, is, you know where you want to go, have a goal in mind, have short-term goals and long-term goals, and make like a systematic, logical plan to reach those goals, because for a long time I was just kind of floating around like, oh, I'm sure one day I'm going to be famous, and you know, I deserve it, da da da. But really, that's, you know, just wishing it is not going to make it happen. You really, you know, you need to have a plan. You need to be smart about where you're putting your resources. And I think it's very important to be organized, to set goals and plan ahead and work towards those goals and be specific about it.
Well said. And if people want to follow you, you're on Twitter, Instagram, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm at Melissa Bell Music on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm on Spotify as well, so follow me on there.
That's wonderful. And all the best to you, Melissa. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and hopefully I'll get to, you know, check you out. Will you come to Vancouver?
I've never even been to the west coast of Canada, which I can't wait to visit there, and I'd love to come play. So if you have any suggestions of venues, I am all ears.
Okay, let me think about it. There's plenty of venues here, but we would love to have you. So
awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
You too, Melissa. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.